From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Doctors Without Borders reconsiders its mission in Afghanistan. Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, will review its operations in Afghanistan following last weekend's deadly U.S. airstrike on its hospital in the northern city of Kunduz. Officials from the International Aid Group said Thursday that an independent humanitarian commission created under the Geneva Conventions in 1991 should be activated for the first time to handle the inquiry. Three investigations have begun already into Saturday's airstrike that killed 22 people, including 12 MSF staff. Christopher Stokes, the general director of the group, told a news conference in Kabul that the overwhelmingly shocking nature of the event forces the group to take stock of their work in Afghanistan generally and to carefully weigh their commitments to the safety and security of their staff and patients against the risk of working within such dangerous circumstances.
Over the coming days, we will be holding meetings with the key Afghan government officials. We will request a stop to false allegations regarding the Kunduz attack, which call into direct question our humanitarian mandate and also endanger our ability to provide life-saving assistance in Afghanistan. We will ask the Afghan government to accept the principle of an IHFCC independent investigation. And additionally, we'll seek a reaffirmation from the Afghan government that MSF remains able to operate based solely on our principles of complete independence and medical impartiality.
MSF had already demanded an independent international investigation to establish the facts of the incident, which prompted U.S. President Barack Obama to make a formal apology to the group. This is VOA News. Fresh clashes erupted Thursday between Palestinians and Israeli security forces in the West Bank, and another knife attack was reported even as Israel imposed new security measures to halt the violence. Israeli medical and police officials say an Israeli yeshiva student is in serious condition after being stabbed by a 15-year-old Arab assailant near a light rail station on a main road in East Jerusalem. They say the alleged attacker has been arrested. It is the latest in a series of violent incidents this week as tensions continue to grow, primarily over the East Jerusalem holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews of the Temple, as the Temple Mount. Syrian troops and allied militia backed by Russian airstrikes and cruise missiles fixed fired from warships attacked rebel forces on Thursday as the government extended a major offensive to recapture territory in the west of the country. Rebel advances in western Syria earlier this year had threatened the coastal region vital to President Bashar al-Assad's control of the area and prompted Russia's intervention on their ally side last week. In a further show of force, the Russian Defense Ministry said missiles fired from its ships in the Caspian Sea hit weapons, factories, arms dumps, command centers, and training camps supporting Islamic State forces. The head of NATO slammed what he called Russia's troubling escalation of military activities in Syria a day after Moscow launched the cruise missiles. The coalition fighting Islamic State has modified the route of at least one U.S. military aircraft flying over Syria recently to ensure safe separation from Russian warplanes. More from VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb.
Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says rerouting to avoid Russian warplanes has not caused U.S. pilots to change their mission.
We have taken measures to reroute aircraft as necessary when there's an air issue where we might be getting close.
He would not provide further details on whether or how many times this rerouting has happened. The United States has flown more than 7,000 anti-Islamic State airstrikes over Iraq and Syria. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
The African regional body overseeing the mediations to end South Sudan's conflict says the two warring sides have violated ceasefire agreements 53 times in 19 months. East Africa's Intergovernmental Authority on Development Thursday attributed 29 violations to South Sudan's rebels, while it said government forces were responsible for no fewer than 24 violations. And the Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, has suspended the embattled president, Sepp Blatter, and his potential successor for 90 days.
That's the latest world news from VOA.